July the 13th, part two, is the warning, the second secret. Our Lady foretells the coming end of World War I, but she tells the children that if people do not repent, if they do not turn back to God and do penance for their sins, if they do not heed the call to prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, there would come another war, far more terrible than World War I. During the reign of Pope Pius XI, Our Lady at Fatima actually names a future pope. And then there's another warning. Unless people turn back to God, trouble will come to the world from Russia. Russia will spread evil, teaching grave and deadly errors, provoking wars, and persecutions of the church. Then, of course, just 3 months later, there comes Red October, the rise of Lenin and the Bolshevik Revolution. Our Lady says this: I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the church. The good will be martyred. The Holy Father will have much to suffer. Various nations will be annihilated. Now, think for a moment about Our Lady's use of the word annihilated. If you take that word at its literal meaning, it means total destruction. Total destruction. At the end of World War II, as awful as the fighting had been, there was not a single nation we could say was annihilated, literally annihilated. So it may well be that Our Lady had warned us that the worst may be yet to come.
In heaven, a great wonder was seen, with a crown of 12 stars and moon under her feet. The handmaid of the Holy One, a woman clothed with the sun.